Hudson of the International Secret Police. Trying to trace Marsha Winfield, who is prisoner of the Octopus Gang aboard a flower boat, Clint Barlow and Barney Dunlap of the International Secret Police are they themselves taken prisoner. Meanwhile, Speed Gibson, sensing that all may not be well with his uncle, makes arrangements with Lee Ying, Hong Kong operator of the Secret Police, to go up the Seong River 200 miles in a fast police launch to where Clint and Barney are located, on the chance they may need help. They need it all right because Hop Toy, captain of the flower boat, has declared them prisoners, and we find the boys, along with Bob Gilmore, their new friend, locked in the hold of the flower boat.
How's the weather out, Bob? Has it started raining again?
No, Barney.
At least we got something to be thankful for, then. So down here, it doesn't make much difference what kind of weather's out.
Yeah, we were fools to have tried this, and we were so outnumbered. But with Marsh in danger, it was hard to decide on the best course. We had to move fast. We waited for the Hong Kong police. It would have given the octopus plenty of time to smuggle her inland.
If you ask me, he's doing it anyhow, Clint. Fair chance we have a stopping him. Locked away in this dark hole.
Yes, but there's only some way of getting word to Hong Kong. I'm sorry we let you in for this, Bob.
Don't worry about me, Clint. I'm as anxious to find Marsha as you are. Her brother Larry was my best friend, you know.
Yeah. Say, Bob, now that the excitement has died down for the time being, why did you give us the signal a while back?
Why, some of the crew were loading boxes into a small boat from the shore. They were working very quickly and quietly. Didn't look just right.
Boxes? Big boxes?
There was one big one.
Then that's why we couldn't find Marsh or the opium cargo. While we were looking through this dummy cargo of nails, the crew got rid of the damaging evidence.
You mean that Marsha was in that large box?
Yes, Bob. And now that they've set her ashore, it's less likely than ever that we'll find her while she's in transit.
Then the best thing for us to do is to go back to Hong Kong and start all over again. Huh, Clint?
Yes, if we ever get out of this hole. From what Hop Toy said, we'll soon be finding ourselves at the bottom of the Seong River instead of in Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah? Listen, I've been wet this whole trip and I'm getting tired of it, see? It's going to take more than a bunch of smugglers on a flower boat to sink me in the Seong.
That's the talk, Barney. But right now, I don't know just how we're going to get out of this mess. We've searched every inch of this hole. There's no way out except through that hatch and that boat.
Yes, there's not even a porthole down here.
We can fight it out with them when they come for us.
It wouldn't last long. Remember, they've taken our guns.
Yeah. If I only had a saw, maybe I could saw through the bottom of this floating flower garden.
Oh, sink the boat and us with it, huh? Yeah, fine thing.
We're sunk anyhow, if you ask me.
How long have we been down here, Bonnie?
According to my watch, about 4 hours, Bob.
Lucky you have an illuminated dial. Can't see a thing down here. I wonder what they're waiting for. The boat hasn't moved since we came aboard.
Yeah, they're probably waiting for darkness, Bob, so they can dump us overboard without attracting any undue attention.
In that case, they ought to be coming for us any minute now. Must be good and dark out by this time. How will we receive them, Clint?
Well, Bonnie, we might be able to get in a few good punches while... Well, before they get us into those boxes.
Exactly what I thought. How about that arm of yours? Will that knife wound bother you?
Oh, no, not that much. Practically healed. You know what? If you and I can raise enough rumpus with the crew, Barney, maybe that'll give Bob a chance to slip over the side and swim to safety.
You mean I should leave you two guys?
Why, sure. We got you into this mess. It's up to us to get you out, Bob.
Nothing doing. This is my fight now, too, and I'd rather go down to the bottom of the Seong River in a box of nails than leave you fellas now.
All right, Bob. We'll go down fighting them. It's the way I'd choose to go at that. It won't be so bad because I know that Speed is out of this mess. Safe in Hong Kong with Dr. Kingsley.
Leave it It's a 12-boat, Li Ying. How fast are we going?
Oh, I should say about 50 miles an hour, Steve.
Almost 4 hours since we left Hong Kong. We ought to be sighting the fireboat soon, shouldn't we?
Yes, if Cliff was successful in stopping it. I would advise you to keep a lookout for Gilmore's house on the riverbank. It's not so dark that you will not be able to see his shortwave transmitter.
It's getting dark. You can't miss the fireboat, though. Not with those colored lanterns strung all over it.
If the boat was stopped. You know, Steve, the police captain thinks it'd be quite insane to take this boat and his 6 men up the Tiang River on what you call a hunt, but what he calls a wild goose chase.
Yeah, I guess anybody would think that, Li Ying. But I'm sure glad you didn't.
In the secret police, a hunch, or call it instinct, if you will, plays a very large and important part in criminal pursuit. I have seen too many successful outcomes of hunches to laugh them off, Steve. Often, all we have to go on is a hunt. For the more clever the criminal, the fewer clues he leaves behind.
The octopus certainly doesn't leave many clues. I guess that's because he's got such a big organization now. You know how he got his start?
No, I don't, Steve. There was nothing gradual about the growth of the octopus band. One day it was not in existence, the next day it was. That is all.
He must have been working in secret a long time before that, though, Li Ying. Because Clint said that his band was like a closed corporation from the very beginning. Clint called him a genius at organization. Those were his exact words.
A genius, yes, a genius of crime. Sometimes I wonder, Steve, if we shall ever catch the octopus. He has evaded us for so long already that, what is to prevent him from continuing this evasion?
Clint and Barney, maybe me, I hope. Clint always told me that every criminal makes a mistake sometime or another. And I think the octopus made his first one when he kidnapped Miss Marsh's brother.
Do you think he's merely kidnapped him, Steve? When the octopus causes people to disappear, he generally sees to it that they never reappear.
I know, but he didn't have any reason to do away with Larry Winfield, Jean. Larry was just an engineer with an oil company. He sure couldn't do the octopus any harm, but he might have been able to do him some good. That's why I think he's still alive someplace, working for the octopus against his will.
And what of Miss Marsha?
I'm not so sure about her. The octopus figured she was a nuisance. I knew too much about him on account of that map Larry sent her, described in the octopus headquarters. Half of it was so blurred, though. It hasn't been any help to us yet.
Well, I sincerely hope that Clint and Barney found her aboard the flower boat.
So do I. Hey, see those colored lights way ahead? Isn't that the flower boat?
Why, yes, I'm sure of it. Captain!
Yes, Mr. Ying?
Those colored lights ahead mark our objective. Let us slow your motor down as we approach it so that no one aboard the boat can be warned of our approach.
Very well, Mr. Ying.
And have your men ready for instant attack if necessary.
Yes, sir. Be ready to board the moment we pull alongside, men.
Are you good, sir?
Gee, Clint and Barney stopped the boat all right. I knew they would. But gee, I wonder if they're all right.
I wish something had happened soon. This waiting's getting monotonous.
Hey, here they come. You're getting your wish, Barney. You quit. Let's get up there by the hatch steps.
You bet. And I hope that guy's with him that socked me when I gave you the danger signal, Clint. I'd like to return that sock with interest.
Yeah, well, here we are. Now, quiet.
Turn on the light. Well, I'll be. I didn't know there was a light in the place, and here we are lit up like a Christmas tree.
Ah, the secret police are ready to welcome us, eh? Best not to move. My men have you covered.
What do we do, Clint?
Follow Hoptoe's advice, Bob.
Very good advice, Clint Barlow. Even though you are playing for time by this gesture, it will do you no good. The only reason you are alive now is because the octopus wishes a last word with you.
The octopus? Is he on this boat?
Oh, no. No. He will speak to you over his high frequency set. Over here.
Another short wave set. How come we missed it?
It would have done you no good had you found it, Dunlap. This set works only for friends of the octopus gang.
Are we really going to hear that rat's voice?
Yes, Bob. He uses his short wave a good deal.
I'll say he does. The octopus is the worst static on the air. Hear that? That's his theme song.
You make fun of Master?
Why not, Hopping Toy? What have I got to lose?
Very true, Barney. What have you got to lose now?
Go on, laugh, you old devilfish. But someday you'll laugh out of the other side of your 8 faces, octopus.
You're trying to be funny, Dunlap. This is hardly the place.
I agree with you there. But your pal Hop Toy here has kept us from going any other place.
Very neatly done, Hop Toy.
Thank you, Master. It was not very hard. These secret police are stupid.
Don't underrate them, Hop Toy. Ordinarily, they are not stupid. Only when their chivalry comes to the fore do they make mistakes.
What have you done with Miss Winfield?
Miss Winfield's fate can be of no possible interest to you, Barlow, since you can do nothing to remedy it. However, Gilmore saw her going ashore. She was in that large box.
You devil.
Steady, Bob.
This is our first meeting, Gilmore, and our last. But you knew of my reputation. You should have known better than to meddle in my affairs. And you, Clint.
As long as you're going to end my interference, Archibald, why aren't you man enough to meet me face to face? Why must you always hide behind the loudspeaker of a shortwave set?
I am not hiding, Marlowe. But why should I put myself out to bid you a last farewell?
It's simply to show me that somewhere in you is a slight, very slight amount of courage. And I see that you can't face me or anyone else, because you have no courage. You're yellow, Archibald. Yellow clean through. You and every man in your organization. And all working in secret, in the dark, ugly, crawling things, afraid of the light. But someday, Archibald, you're going to overreach yourself. Maybe I won't be the man to end your career, but someone else will. Someday the white, hot light of public opinion is going to seek you out and blast you and all your criminals into oblivion.
Silence, everyone.
You have gone too far, Barlow. Too far to ever return. Up to it.
Yes, Master.
Waste no more time. Place these men in the boxes, weigh them with nails, and sink them in the Siang River. Now.
Yes, Master.
We can't do this, Doc. Let me at that loudspeaker.
Get it, Matt. Let's take this thing.
Do your best, fellas. We may go down, but we'll go down fighting.